Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. All right, today we are in Jeremiah chapter 7. And here the prophet Jeremiah, he lived during the latter part of the 7th century and the first part of the 8th century B.C. During his long ministry, he warned God's people of the catastrophe that would fall upon the nation because of their idolatry and sin. Today's reading is often referred to as the Temple Sermon. Jeremiah is instructed to warn the people to change their ways in order to be spared God's punishment. The reading concludes with a reference to Shiloh, a place of priestly power and a shrine to the Lord in the northern kingdom, where the Lord no longer dwells, since the northern kingdom fell to the Assyrians in 71 B.C. because of the people's disobedience. And so, God's saving words for us this week again are justice and peace. Let's begin reading Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. The Lord sent me to the gate of the temple where the people of Judah went in to worship, and he told me to stand there and announce what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, had to say to them. Change the way you are living and the things you are doing, and I will let you go on living here. Stop believing those deceitful words. We are safe. This is the Lord's temple. This is the Lord's temple. This is the Lord's temple. Change the way that you are living and stop doing the things you are doing. Be fair in your treatment of one another. Stop taking advantage of aliens, orphans, and widows. Stop killing innocent people in this land. Stop worshiping other gods, for that will destroy you. And if you change, I will let you go on living here in the land which I gave to your ancestors as a permanent possession. Look, you put your trust in deceitful words. You steal, murder, commit adultery, tell lies under oath, offer sacrifices to Baal, and worship gods that you had not known before. You do these things that I hate. And then you come and you stand in my presence, in my own temple, and say, we are safe. Do you think that my temple is a hiding place for robbers? I have seen what you're doing. Go to Shiloh, the first place where I chose to be worshipped, and see what I did to it because of the sins of my people Israel. You have committed all these sins, and even though I spoke to you over and over again, you refused to listen. You would not answer when I called you, and so what I did to Shiloh, I will do to this temple of mine in which you trust. Here in this place that I gave to your ancestors and to you, I will do the same thing I did in Shiloh. I will drive you out of my sight as I drove out your relatives, the people of Israel. I, the Lord, have spoken. Well, so today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 5, where the Lord says, change the way you are living and stop doing the things you are doing. Be fair in your treatment of one another. And, you know, it's interesting. First of all, during this time, during the ministry of Jeremiah, the people of the 10 tribes of Israel had already gone into captivity. They had already been disseminated amongst the nations and as punishment for their sins. But as we also said before, it was God's saving mercy that he did this, because there's no way they could pay him back the 70 years that they owed him, because they didn't observe the seventh year, the Shabbat of the land, where they had to let the land lay fallow for 1 year every 7 years. And there's no way they owed God 70 years, and you can't fast for 70 years. Okay. You might fast for 40 or 50 days, but you can't even fast for 70 days. So this was a thing of mercy that God did. But in his mercy, he even brought punishment. And so Israel is already in captivity, and the people of Judah, they're holding on a little bit longer, but they're foolish enough to go out, do the same thing that Israel did, to cheat people, to kill, steal, and then come into the temple and say, oh, we are safe here. The temple has never fallen. Jerusalem has never been breached. And, God said, oh, yes, it will. Don't put your trust in your own flesh, because you have violated my laws, and now you have to deal with me. Let's pray. Lord God, teach me to listen each day for your voice and heed what you say. You are truly patient, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Whenever I stray from your teachings, thank you for continually reaching out to me in love and with forgiveness and drawing me back to you. Amen. Well, our Wednesday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow, where we will be in Jeremiah chapter 23, where Jeremiah writes about hope for the future. Until then, may God richly bless you and yours, is my prayer.